As the number of people eligible to get the coronavirus vaccine expands in New York State, so do the number of places it's available in central New York. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, though, supply will dictate how many people actually get the shot.
Phase 1B of the state's vaccine distribution plan means people 75 and older, educators, first responders, public safety, and public transit workers can get a shot now. In Onondaga County alone, that adds up to 100,000 individuals. Right now, though, County Executive Ryan McMahon says there's nowhere near that amount of vaccine available.
We have infrastructure here that is underutilized right now, and so the feds need to push the reserves out. That would help.
This week, the state's sending 3,600 doses to the county, which it expects to distribute by the end of the week. Also starting this week, a joint state-county vaccination pod at the New York State Fairgrounds, and some pharmacies will have vaccines available by Thursday. Adding all those sites up, McMahon figures there are probably 15,000 vaccinations that will take place this week. The good news is all nursing homes have been able to finish the first round of vaccinations, and he believes that's reflected in the fact that yesterday, for the first time since mid-December, there wasn't a nursing home death reported in Onondaga County. McMahon says numbers are trending altogether in the right direction right now.
We've absorbed all these holiday blows pretty well, better than what we thought we were going to. And at the same time, we're vaccinating more people every day than new cases every day.
Vaccinations are by appointment only. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.